Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Thank you so much for joining me today as we enter into the presence of the King. Through His love, the Lord provided a place for us to rest, a place to find the answer in the hour of distress. Now, there's never any reason for you to give up in despair. Just slip away and breathe His name, for He will surely meet you there. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended, in the presence of the King.
Oh, truly we are in His presence, the presence of the Almighty. Open your hearts. Allow Him to fill every need. Worship Him as we sing. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
That's one of the most beautiful medleys we have in our library. The Christ Church Choir from Nashville, Tennessee. In the presence of Jehovah, and surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Thank you for joining us today here on A Call to Worship. We have a wonderful program planned for you today. Later on, we're going to share with you a wonderful psalm, a very famous psalm, a psalm of praise, Psalm 150. Many of you know it by heart. And later on for our devotional, we're going to continue with Max Lucado's book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. And today we're going to talk a little bit about verse 3 from Psalm 23, where it said, He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Right now, let's ask for God's blessing on this program. Heavenly Father, thank You for letting us come into Your presence today. We know there is peace and there is joy right here in the presence of the King. And I pray that Your Holy Spirit might just envelop our lives today and just guide us through those difficult times that we're going through today. And help us just feel Your Holy Spirit in our lives as we worship and praise Your holy name today. And Father, I pray that You will anoint this program with Your Spirit, that each song that we use and every scripture that we share and the devotional later on by Max Lucado might touch the hearts of every person that listens today. Jesus said that if we would lift Him up, He would draw all men unto Himself. So, Father, we are lifting up the Son of God, the Lamb of God today, in worship and praise. And we pray, Father, that Your Holy Spirit might draw into His presence all those who are worshiping with us today. Jesus, today we crown You with praise. You are the Alpha and Omega. Mighty God are You. Emmanuel, the Ancient of Days, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and Calvary's sacrificial Lamb. Jesus, we thank You for dying for us. We love You, and we crown You today with praise.
The first time You came, crowned You.
Oh, Jesus, we indeed crown you with praise. Rejoice, the Lord is King. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Coming up in just a little bit, I want to share with you Psalm 150. Now let me share with you Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with a harp and lyre. Praise Him with a tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and flute. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Everybody sing praise to the Lord. Everybody sing praise to the Lord. Everybody sing praise to the Lord. For He
Our Lord wonderful, isn't He full of truth?
promised us that he would be a counselor, a mighty God and a Prince of Peace. He promised us that he would be a father and would love us with a love that would not cease.
Well, I tried him and I found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. Words I know could not begin to tell just how much Jesus really means to me.
For he's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart.
To think the King of Glory would come to live within the heart of man. I marvel just to know he really loves me when I think of who he is and who I am.
For he than my heart can believe.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from Larnell Harris and Sandy Patty and their song, More Than Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. Now, if you're listening to us on a radio station, so let me encourage you to write to them, thank them for carrying Call to Worship, and if they're a listener-supported radio ministry, send them a financial gift and your thank you for them carrying Call to Worship each week. I can't give you their address, there's so many of them, but I can give you mine. It's Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Now, you can also find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And coming up later in our program, we're going to be talking about our theme, He Restored My Soul, He Leads Me in Paths of Righteousness. Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. Sheep aren't very smart. They need a shepherd to lead them to calm water. And so do we. So we're going to share this devotional by Max Licato a little later on in the broadcast. So let's return to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we wind up this song, More Than Wonderful. And now from the book by Max Licato entitled Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countryman Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporated. Over the past few weeks, we've gone verse by verse, and today we're up to the third verse of Psalm 23. Verse 3, He restores my soul, He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Jesus called Himself the Good Shepherd, the shepherd who knows his sheep by name and lays down his life for them, the shepherd who protects and provides and possesses his sheep. The Bible is replete with this picture of God. Psalm 23:1, I've already said it, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 79:13, we are your people, the sheep of your flock. And of course, the 100th Psalm, verse 3, He made us and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep He tends. This picture is carried over into the New Testament, where in Luke 15:4 it says, He is the shepherd who will risk his life to save the one straying sheep. Or Matthew 9:36, He has pity on people because they are like sheep without a shepherd. 80% of Jesus' listeners made their living off the land. Many were shepherds. They lived on the mesa with their sheep. No flock ever grazed without a shepherd, and no shepherd was ever off duty. When sheep wandered away, the shepherd found them. When they fell, he carried them. When they were hurt, he healed them. You see, sheep aren't smart. They're rather dumb. They tend to wander into running creeks for water, and then their wool grows heavy and they drown. They need a shepherd to lead them to calm waters. They have no natural defense, no claws, no horns, no fangs. They are helpless. Sheep need a shepherd with a rod and a walking stick to protect them. And they have no sense of direction. They need someone to lead them on paths that are right. And so do we. We too tend to be swept away by waters we should have avoided. We have no defense against the evil lion who prowls about seeking who he might devour. And we too get lost. Isaiah 53 says, we all have wandered away like sheep. Each of us has gone his own way. We need a shepherd to care for us and to guide us. And we have one. One who knows us by name. You see, God is the one who heals. He may use a branch of medicine or a branch of a hospital or a branch of a live oak tree, but He is the one who takes the poison out of the system. He is Jehovah Rophe. He is also Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. Now these are just a few of the names of God that describe His character. Study them, for in any given day you may need each one of them. Let me show you what I mean. When you're confused about the future, go to your Jehovah Ra, your caring shepherd. When you're anxious about provisions, talk to Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Are your challenges too great? Seek the help of Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. Is your body sick? Are your emotions weak? Jehovah Rophe, the Lord who heals you, will see you now. Do you feel like a soldier stranded behind enemy lines? Take refuge in Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. You see, meditating on the names of God reminds you of the character of God. Take these names and bury them in your heart. You see, God is the shepherd who guides. He is the Lord who provides, the voice who brings peace in the storm, the physician who heals the sick, and God is the banner that guides the soldier. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You are my shepherd, a shepherd that will guide me into the right areas and the still waters, a shepherd that will protect me, a shepherd that will correct me, a shepherd that went and found me and saved me. Father, I thank You for sending Your shepherd, Jesus Christ, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the shepherd of shepherds, to this earth for me. Father, thank You for Your great love and for Your mercy and for Your protection and for Your peace. Truly You are, Lord, my good and faithful shepherd, who not only leads me in paths of righteousness, but who will continue to lead me as a good shepherd all through my life and then all the way home.
Someday life life's journey will be o'er, and I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. As I lay my burdens down, Jesus led me all the way. If God should let me there review the winding paths of earth I knew, it would be proven clear and true. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down. And hither to my Lord hath led. Today he guided step I tread. And soon in heaven it will be said, Jesus led me all the way. As I lay my burdens down, Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me.
Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from Damaris Carbaugh and her song entitled Jesus Led Me All the Way. Thank you so much for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including listening to the program right when you want. You can print out the program and check the scripture and all of that. So I hope you'll check us out at www.calltoworship.us. Once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our program today with a Bob Krogstad Orchestra and Chorus. Soloist is Amik Byron, and the song entitled, Oh, That Will Be Glory For Me.
Just to be there and to